Lesson 19. Martha Graham, Artist and Teacher. Martha Graham was one of the foremost dancers of the 20th century. She founded a dance company that performed modern dance for an ever-widening audience and was recognized as one of modern dance's greatest teachers. Before Martha Graham's time, dance as a serious art form meant French and Russian ballet, which had remained largely unchanged since the 19th century. It told stories that were often sentimental and far removed from the real world and followed fixed patterns of movement. Female dancers wore traditional tight-waisted costumes with short skirts, tights, and stiffened ballet shoes that enabled them to dance on their toes. Music was usually classical, often written especially for the ballet. Martha Graham began by eliminating from her dances everything that she felt was unnecessary. What remained was a new kind of dance, stripped to its essentials, with bare stage settings and the simplest of costumes. Her dancers were usually barefoot and wore loose, flowing clothes. Her subjects were drawn from a great variety of sources that included Native American life, scenes from American history, and the poetry of Emily Dickinson. She tried to develop a kind of dance that expressed human feelings as well as told a story. Martha Graham's lifelong interest in dance began in 1912 when, at the age of 17, she saw Ruth St. Denis perform in San Francisco as part of her American tour. St. Denis was heavily influenced by Japanese, Indian, and Spanish dances, and Graham was entranced by what she saw. She began taking dancing lessons, and when she was 22, she successfully auditioned for the Dennis Shawn Dance Company, run by Ruth St. Denis and her husband, Ted Shawn. Graham stayed with the company for 7 years and became one of its leading dancers. In 1924, Martha Graham decided to temporarily forsake the life of a performer to concentrate on teaching and developing her own style of dancing. She returned to the New York stage 2 years later with a trio of female dancers formed from her best students. In 1930, she formed the much larger Martha Graham Dance Company. She preferred women dancers. Not until 1938 did she engage male dancers to appear on stage with her. "Modern dance," she once said, "isn't anything in my mind except one thing, the freedom of women in America." Her last public performance took place in 1969 when she was 74 years old. She had won over all her critics and had elevated modern dance to a new American art form. When she died in 1991, at the age of 96, she was at work creating a new dance for her company. That unfinished work, The Eyes of the Goddess, was performed by her company shortly after her death as a tribute to one of America's greatest artists.